This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
Automatic.
It's Alex Jones.
Puts me in a good mood. This is like sitting on the beach with a
pina colada
and a cigar. Problem is, if I ever start really taking vacations, I'm going to just be gone. Oh. I'm going to say, Owen, David Knight, bye-bye, you're in charge. Paul Watson, enjoy yourself.
You come back. Gravity would bring you back.
I don't know, man. I'm like, either I'm doing it. Rob Dew's at my house this weekend till like 10 or 11 every night with his four kids with a baby on his on his leg while his wife hung out with my family at an event and the girls over there. And he was over there every night, and we were like shooting hours of live videos.
Yeah,
and I just couldn't stop.
You're a madman.
No, it's not that. Like, I was like, it was like 11 o'clock, and he goes, we should probably do another one. And he's got his baby girl. I tell you, a Swiss little girl. We had a fire going outside. And
speaking of, I met
her. She walks over and she goes, fire! And he goes, we don't even have fires in our house. It was like epigenetics. She was just saying, fire!
Maybe some of these liberals need to experience a fire, a bonfire, starting it with their own hands, lighting it, cooking something.
You know, they're trying to ban that.
Well, yeah, it's killing us, you know.
Rob Dew, you're just popping in. So's McBreen. We're going to go to calls. I was talk about you and some other people in the office that aren't going to Thanksgiving because you've been admonished to keep your mouth shut, right?
Well, that's partly true. Before the election happened, my wife and I decided we were going to take the family out to a lake cabin just to be with the family because with the election going on, I've been gone a lot, haven't really seen the kids, haven't hung out with the kids, and we're just like, let's just make a long weekend out of it and get away from this. And we didn't even know who was going to win. We decided to do this at the end of September. But after the election, I was told by two family members that our house is a no-politics zone. We're not talking politics. And so, whatever. I don't care. Either way, if Hillary won, I would have been the same way. I would have been like, let's go after Hillary. And with Trump, let's see what Trump does. Right now, I'm pretty happy with what he's been doing. And I agree with most Americans. I think it's 96% said they're hopeful.
Hopeful. Notice how fast it's flipping and all the polls on him.
Yeah.
As though the stock market stuff. Oh, he's really doing what he said he'd do. He's going to kill the TPP. He's going to look. All this stuff was illegal. Obama did outside of Congress. That's why Trump can turn it off because it wasn't even done properly. They're like, France is like, you just can't do that as president. Really? How'd Obama do it without Congress?
I love that one. How they just say, oh, it's too late. We already signed it. We already decided. Well, no, we're deciding now. So your decision.
Well, plus legally, we really can get out of it. It was never ratified. That little piece of crap Hollande is gonna. Anyways, dude. Yeah, I mean, I was just salting your story and several others that don't want to come on air. This is personally happening to me, where folks go, "Look, I'm not coming over because of Trump."
No, I totally believe that, and I've seen it on social media and Facebook. People are having flip-outs, and hey, you know what? To each his own. As far as I'm concerned, it's like this Hamilton thing. People are getting so overblown about it. I personally think it's not that big a deal. And we admonish the SJWs for, like, crying about little things like this. And then we're crying about somebody being, like, talked to. And he wasn't even that rude. I don't think he was rude for what he said at the event. And I think, hey, let's welcome dialogue. Like,
well,
this,
notice
so we
they're
can
telling us
people when they're
bullying
wrong.
If we argue or confront somebody.
Oh, I know.
But when they do it from the stage, when you've paid to see them, that's okay.
Right. But that's actually a good point that you make, Rob, because people who are saying, don't come to my dinner because of your politics, they're censoring their own life. I mean, that's the left censoring you.
We need to talk more at this point. We need to open dialogue.
They want to shut down dialogue.
And I truly believe that that is how things are going to change in this country. Because, look, hey, half the country didn't vote for Donald Trump. Or those who voted, I guess I should say. So,
by the way, Hillary stole five states. We need to hammer that down.
I agree. And now they're saying, oh, he's up by 1.7 million votes. And I'm like, hey, let's start looking at these votes. Let's check ballot images. Let's look at registered voters with total number of votes cast. Because Bevin said it's over 100%.
They tried to steal the election. They failed. They are super upset. Yeah. Thank you, Rob. We'll have McBreen pop in about his brother that makes big jokes about us. And thanks for all the big joke. And then we will look at, but he's from a conservative then. He's one of these Ted Cruz type guys. Fox News said Trump was a kook, so
Bush was good.
George W. Bush is my daddy. He was my daddy's daddy before he was his daddy.
He is a Texan.
Tough Texan. He's from Australia. My platypus is from Texas.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food storage. I love to eat. Yum!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid. The potential for power grid chaos. EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now, this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I got a bunch of news I've gotten to. I want to obviously your phone calls. Steve in Ohio, Jesse in Texas, Eddie in Arizona, Diane in Texas, Donna in New York. I'm going to get to all of you ahead of some of the other crew coming in today to host part of the next hour with me. But Rob does a piece of work. Who wants to talk bad about their parents? I love his parents. I know them both. Met his dad a lot more than his mom. And so I was like, hey, you did say they were basically saying, watch your mouth or don't come. And he goes, all right, I'll get to it. You're right. But he goes, but I'm going to point something else, though, that you were wrong about. I saw the first hour of last night's show. So what am I wrong about, dude? I don't know yet.
All right. Yesterday you said BBC has a $1 billion budget. Here it is. It's actually $3.7 billion. You were wrong, Alex. BBC
so you
gets a $3.7 billion
you
budget
went conservative again.
A year.
I was pointing out on Quantcast, we're way bigger than them.
Oh, I know.
And by the way, they're like only internet globally.
No, once
so
it,
we're
no,
bigger than the BBC, and our budget is like $40 million or whatever.
Exactly.
A year.
Yeah. No. More views on YouTube. I was just pointing out that you always underestimate things when you know you're talking about the deaths and whatnot. But here it is. You were 2.7 billion. They have 2.7 billion more than you thought.
My memory said something like 3 billion. And I just automatically said, it's like $1 billion, maybe 3 billion. I said, check it out.
Yeah. No, actually, last night I was watching the first hour of the show, And which, by the way, the crew did an amazing job in that first hour yesterday. And because I don't really sit and watch the show like as a spectator, as a person watching it, but it was really nice to see, you know, what these guys have did. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to fact check him on this. 3.7 billion. Wow. They have that much money and we're still beating them. That's what's so amazing. Is that,
well, it's scary, though, to see the POTUS.
A hundredth of that.
The lame duck possum running around saying fake news must be shut down worldwide.
Right.
That's their answer.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't have the POTUS. And the POTUS, just the new POTUS, the great orange toad, just called them into his office and shoot them out and said, you're liars. You're a joke. Get out of my office.
I hate you.
And they are the most butthurt people right now. There was pictures of them walking out. And like Wolf Blitzer is just looking like, you know, he'd just seen a ghost, and Lester Holt kind of had
this crown
on his
cheering
face.
Hillary drinking champagne
exactly.
Like a boob.
Yeah, these guys are losers, and they needed to be called out, and they totally deserve to be called out for the way they've been treating the American people for the last 30 years.
Sure. Now again, a bunch of people don't want to come on air. Yeah. His family said, don't come, or, you know, watch what you say. But, I mean, tell me what you really told me.
After the election, it came out, and it didn't. I have yet to speak to a couple of my family members, but it was told to me, the houses will be no politics zones, which I think Owen got it right, though. He said it's going to be no your politics zone.
Yeah, it's a censor your politics zone.
You sit there and take it, and they're going to sit there like Rachel Maddow and lecture you. And again, they're reaching out saying, by the way, don't come here and talk and say stuff. It's like, okay, I'm not.
Yeah, but we had already planned to go somewhere else, and I can't wait to go hang out with the family for a few days. We're going to leave the electronics at home. I don't know how that's going to work out because my kids have loved those freaking iPads. And but let me tell you, Thanksgiving is a time to get together with your family. And if for some reason your family doesn't want to get together with you, then just make your circle a little smaller. And, you know, don't feel bad about not going.
Because
I'm
going to tell you, there's something wrong with people that blood is thicker than politics. If you're I let liberals around me that I've known forever. Because, hey, you know, they're still people. I can see their point of view. But they're the ones that are, I mean, that's all I hear about is they're the ones saying, we don't want to be with you, as if it hurts you, as if they want to teach you something. And I'm kind of like, I don't really want to hang out with you anyways. I'm never going to talk to you again. Bye-bye.
I get into fights with my family members, my cousins, aunts, and uncles. I mean, like cats and dogs will fight politics and religion. But at the end of the day, we're still family. We can still break bread together. You know, I still want to eat a meal with you. I don't hate you just because we have different politics. So this is sad to me, but this is the conquering of the family that you've been talking about for so long, Alex.
Oh, yeah, they really teach you to fight with your family. All right, thank you, Rob Dew, InfoWars Nightly News Director. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you, Alex. And, hey, I love my family, but if you're going to talk politics to me, I will respond. That's all I'm going to say.
And you'll do it to 5 million people.
Lucifer.
Sure.
How dare you speak out that Donald Trump is a racist? All right, let's bring Darren McBreen in here. Now, McBreen has a very nice brother. But he also polices him on Facebook. And that's what people are saying in the USA Today, that, oh, my dad saw my Facebook post and now he won't talk to me. You know, I'm sorry. Might lose my daddy. Daddy loves Hillary. So, McBreen, your brother likes to make jokes, doesn't he?
Well, to be honest, Alex, I have two older brothers, but they don't acknowledge me on Facebook or on YouTube. If these guys made a 5-minute video about how to change oil in a Ford pickup truck, I would watch it just to see how they're doing or whatever. But these guys do not, anything I do on Facebook, they just don't acknowledge it. So, and I talked to my brother like about a month ago before the election. And this is the first time we actually talked about politics. He says, who are you going to vote for, little brother? And I was just surprised that he didn't know, because it's all over Facebook and YouTube. I'm pretty wide open as far as who I'm voting for. And I said, Donald Trump. And he says, Donald Trump's a clown. And I said, all right, fair enough. Well, who are you going to vote for? And he says, I'm not voting for anybody. This is the first time he was not going to participate in the election, right? And then I just started talking about how InfoWars has made an incredibly big impact on the Trump campaign, as we have been to all these Trump rallies. And it was just amazing. All the people that were there, it seemed like, and I think Joe Biggs has seen it, everybody that went to these Trump rallies, I know Owen Schroyer, he's seen it as well. Every fifth person had a InfoWars shirt on, right? Every tenth person, there was a group of 10 people with InfoWars shirts on. And I told my brother, we're making a huge impact on this campaign. And he says, No offense, little brother, but I don't see how that's helping him too much.
Man, so I'll tell you.
It's like my family, a large portion of my family, I think they picture us as fake news, and they picture us like we are, you know, we're in our mother's basement doing internet blogs.
Well, let's talk about this, because there are certain people in life that think if they get the cool parking spot at the yacht club, or they're invited to some cool organization.
Well, they're the head of the country club.
The head of Bushwood. Gambling's illegal at Bushwood. They think just being part of that is why they've arrived. And that's, Kurt Vonnegut called it grand falloons. These organizations and groups that are just all about giving each other awards and all this crap. And I'm sure your brothers are nice guys. Plus, you're the little brother. And any salesman will tell you, family's the hardest group to sell. But they sit there and they get so incredibly arrogant. I've had family do this until they finally, you know, click, and like all their neighbors or listeners are like, I'm sorry, you're right. And they just can't imagine that you've actually gone out and trailblazed something. And so they think Fox News or whatever, that's God. And Megyn Kelly, she's making jokes about Trump. So that must be, you know, the highest order of things. Well, let me give people the newsflash. We're looking at our numbers right now. We were as big as Fox News election week. Now, their numbers have gone down some, too, but our new plateau is 40 million views a week on the web, not counting terrestrial radio. We're talking 45 million, 50 million people conservatively now. I mean, conservatively. Now, they go, oh, but your views don't count. When it's our views, it's big and splendid and huge. It's this delusion of people that still think, like, ooh, I saw a clip of you on CNN. I'm like, whoop-de-doo, their average show's got 200,000 viewers. I mean, I could fart in the wind and have that many viewers on a video at home. And again, I'm not bragging about me. I don't sit here and say how big we are. Drudge is like five times bigger on overall views than Fox News. You never hear that. The media's like, Drudge is over. Drudge is, it's the same deal. They just keep making these delusional announcements, but it's not the case. But notice, you should call your brother, invite him on the show and say, hey, big brother, did you notice that InfoWars, you know, helped Trump win and Trump has said that? How do you feel now? Is there any way, if InfoWars had 7 billion viewers a day, would it be important? Or is it just what you decide is important? And I found this. These people are delusional. I wouldn't say we were basically number one if we weren't. But the thing is, it's the people that aren't number one that think they're number one because they're associated with something they say is number one. It's like Hillary supporters. It's like make-believe. It's like little girls dressing up and pretending they're princesses or something. And now the reality hit them that all their delusion wasn't right, that they were on the wrong side of history, Darren.
Well, look, I've said from the very beginning that this entire election has been Hillary Clinton and the mainstream establishment media versus Donald Trump and social media and Donald Trump and independent media. And now we've won. So I think my brothers, and I love my brothers, they're great Christian guys, great families, they're Air Force veterans. These guys are driving 20 miles at 3 o'clock in the morning if your truck breaks down, you know.
Sure.
But they have this misconception that we are the crazy conspiracy theorists. But look at us now. I mean, look at the head of Breitbart is now going to be the chief White House strategist. So the tide is turning, my friends, and we are the mainstream now. And independent media is truly taking over, and it's about time, and I'm very excited to see it happen.
Sure, and we're not bashing your brothers. It's just that there's this arrogance. There are other folks in the office that don't want to talk. You've had family say, hey, don't come here if you're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like rejecting your family. Like, Hillary's my God. Don't come here if you're not going to submit and let us lecture you.
That's right. I also want to point out that meanwhile, I have lots of other family members who think what we're doing is fantastic, you know. But these guys, it seems like it's the closest family members, doesn't it? And these guys just, they won't watch anything I do. I never hear. It'd be nice to talk to them and say, hey, you know, that video you did on, and it doesn't matter what topic, that good job. We might not agree with you, but good job. But
well, my dad, just pretend my dad's like a smart guy. My dad's a smart guy. And I learned all the stuff about the New World Order from him. He had bookshelves, you know, full of Carol Quigley's books and Brzezinski's books when I was a little kid. So I read those when I was like 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. Because that's what Daddy had on his bookshelf, and I was into reading. But still, it wasn't until about a year and a half ago, my dad, he knows I'm telling the truth about this, but sometimes he thinks I go too far. He went, because he knows a lot of folks, to like this dinner, a private dinner at a house, big mansion, and there were current and former generals there. And he'd been invited by one of his friends to it, who was a big defense contractor. And my dad goes, well, these were top generals. They were saying, you're dead on, and you're the leader, and you're the best, and your son is the one that understands the whole paradigm. Your son's the spirit driving the resistance. And my dad was like, no, I guess I'll listen to you. And it was weird to have my dad looking up to me for the first time. I didn't like it. So I think it's your big brothers. It's kind of like this thing, they can't respect you because you're the little brother. But try having your dad go from, yeah, you're right about a lot of this, I taught you a lot of this, to like, whoa, like looking at you in awe. It's really weird. It's quite frankly not pleasing.
Well, I can imagine. But
it took all these generals, like top generals, like, and then my dad was like, ooh. Anyways.
But for the rest of the public, you would think that they would see that your reports and the thing you've been saying continue to come true. You know, it's just time and time again. So when
I just don't know why it's generals and military people that click with me. Because I've not been in the military. They just click, though.
That's weird. I mean, I think it's because they see it from within, Alex. They actually see what you're talking about from within the government. And just like most of the people that listen to you and the things you say resonate with them is because they've been thinking this thing in their mind, or they've been feeling this way in their soul, but they've never had.
And then I just say what they already knew.
You just say it. You just put it out there. You connect the dots, and then it just clicks in people's heads. So you're like this. I don't even know. It's like you're some sort of a magical mystery being that takes what everybody's been thinking and saying for so long, and then you actually present it to people, and then they scratch their heads and say, that's exactly what I've been thinking. Wait, I can say that?
There's a large portion of the American public that they get their news from The View.
Can you imagine?
I mean, so, or they get from Jon Stewart or late night television.
Yeah.
And I've always said there's a lot of people that they form a strong political opinion without even watching the news or reading newspapers.
Well, exactly.
They can get
I don't
it from
know the stuff
television.
That reaffirms my view.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really trying. I mean, if Trump goes sideways, I'm going
to
talk about it.
Yeah, we'll
my integrity
hold
is all I've
fire.
Got, but he's not going sideways so far, and which even freaks me out more. It's like, my God, he's starting to deliver. What the hell? We're so used to losing. Are we ready to win?
Well, I was talking with Darren McBreen earlier today, and Darren was actually, he was piping hot walking around the office back there. He had the story. He's like, Trump's not going to prosecute Hillary. What the hell's going on? He said he'd prosecute. He said he'd lock it up. He said there'd be an investigation.
So was Margaret.
And so then we started talking. I said, well, you know, I agree. I even shot a report this morning. I said the same thing. I shot a report saying I wish Trump wouldn't have settled. But, you know, maybe this is a good chess move from Trump.
I hate to be shark-like, but he cannot be connected to it when they go after him. That'll derail it.
So, but that's what I'm saying. So
me, we're not Machiavelli, but Trump, when he needs to be, is just pull it. Look, Jeff Sessions is all you need to know.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very confident that Sessions will at least go after it. And maybe this could be a sleight of hand by Trump to act like he's easing off. That way, maybe Obama will say no need to pardon Hillary because it looks like Trump's not going to prosecute.
And it would be so perfect because Obama knows what's going on. He's in this as well. Imagine this. Imagine Barack Obama punishes Hillary Clinton without actually an indictment, without an investigation, just pardons her without anything looming. And everybody, why is he pardoning her? Because he knows she's a criminal.
Part of me, I think Trump should press and then have them pardoned because there still be crimes they can go after. But I think he's taking the right course. I mean, I wonder if the Democrats are dumb enough. They are pretty delusional. They might actually buy the fact that he's easing off so that he can get into office. I mean, I know they're all watching right now, but they're so, I don't think they get it. I mean, look, doesn't it tell you, media, he called you in and said you're his enemy and he hates you. So that ought to tell you something. McBreen, great points. Anything else?
Well, I just look forward to the day, and I could see this in the near future. This is a very good possibility when Leanne McAdoo steps up to a White House press conference and says, President Trump, I have a question. InfoWars, she could say InfoWars, Leanne McAdoo, and I have a question. So I think that's where we're heading. I mean, like we said, Breitbart, the head of Breitbart, is now the chief White House strategist.
Sure. Well, let's expand on that, though. And I agree with you. Trump's going to go the route of doing big press conferences sometimes when he wants to,
mm-hmm.
but he's going to do daily videos where he talks directly to the people. He's bypassing the mainstream media, so that whole model of the press briefing itself won't be there. But when he does do press conferences, if we have reporters on hand, they bring us in front and center.
Absolutely.
To those press conferences.
Absolutely.
And the difference is, oh, there's 500 press, bring them in randomly to the microphone. That's what Trump's going to do.
Alex, I would be at a Donald Trump protest surrounded by 500 Trump protesters and commies threatening to beat me up, and Secret Service would come up behind me and just in my ear say, hey, we got your back. Hey, you're all right. We got your back. We love what you're doing. So That's what's up, folks.
Yeah, and again, people say, well, let's just have a war with the government. They're evil. The average person in the government's just like us. They're not evil. It's the globalist people. They want us to have some damn civil war. Like I hear, Jones is a traitor. He doesn't want a war with the government. It's our government. We're taking it back over.
Peacefully, politically, with Donald Trump. That's what we hope. That's what we believe. This is our peaceful revolution. We don't need sticks and stones in the streets. We don't need to burn things down. And
we're promoting free market, what makes wealth and prosperity. The problem is we can't give our kids everything because they turn into spoiled brats. The only byproduct problem is the decadence. The problem is it works too well.
And that's what you're seeing with these protesters. Most of them are probably spoiled brats, and they have to get babysit by the police officers that are riding around on their bikes as they're protesting the cities. And then they say, oh, but these are peaceful protests. Well, we've seen what happens. That's why police officers are surrounding these protesters. So I don't know, but this is what happens when you get the liberalization of college.
Oh, I love these groups are screaming, kill cops and throwing bottles at them. And the media's like, look at the cops being mean to the little protest.
Oh, yeah.
And they won't even show what they're doing. I'm all for protesting. We've been in these rallies. These little bastards punch us and throw stuff at us.
They've been arrested. They're finally getting arrested now. This should have been going on a long time ago. Oh, and then I had a story I saw either today or last night. They're saying that you're committing a hate crime if you're bullying a Trump protester, is what they're saying now. It's a hate crime to bully a Trump protester. Meanwhile, there's actual hate crimes going down against Trump supporters, okay? So it's another Alinsky technique. Take the reality, invert it, and get out ahead of your enemy and claim that they are the ones guilty of your actions. It's really not.
I got to say this, though. I've seen the videos of Millie Weaver shot as they threatened to beat her up last weekend. And I don't care if they were black, white, or Hispanic, but the white people especially look like goblins. They look like little weird demon ghouls and would threaten to attack her. And I was like wanting to attack them. That's why I realized I can't go out in public with these people anymore. I mean, what are you doing with these snarling commies? I'm going to kill you, you filthy bitch. And they're like threatening to attack a woman. Doesn't that make you feel angry?
I try to just take a deep breath and just try to calm myself, take the blood pressure down. But here's the thing. It's like, why? I've met Millie Weaver. She's a really nice girl.
Sweet girl.
Yeah, like she's that. Why would you hate her? I mean, okay, you don't agree with whatever her politics are, or you don't like the things she's reporting on. But again, why do you get so mad? It's... Alex, I think...
She's like, politely, what are your views? Two guys bowing up on a woman.
Donald Trump
and just the male in me just wants to go... It's like, you know, just...
And then they want a fight. They're the ones that want the fight, Alex. They will get crushed in a fight. That woman calling for violence, do you realize that there was actually a civil war?
That woman looked like a... Exactly. It's always like some, I'm sorry, some 300-pound wimp who's ever been in a fight wants to fight us.
I don't want to start a civil war with these people. I don't want to start a civil war with these people, but if they want to start a civil war with us, then, okay, you're gone. Bye. That's the end of you. History, your history. See ya.
But we would roll over these people like a hot knife through butter. It would actually be very sad.
But we would rather empower them.
But the problem is they don't want to be empowered. They want to wear black outfits and have Satan tattoos.
Because you know what their empowerment is, Alex? You're a racist. That's their empowerment, is calling you a racist. They're better than you. So I called you a racist. I'm better than you.
That's right. Let's go to a call here. They bring great points. Steve in Ohio, I'm sorry that you hold so long. You're on the air, Steve. Welcome.
How you doing? I'm actually from Peavey, Missouri, but I'm in a truck sitting out here in Ohio waiting to get loaded. But as far as the stuff with these crazy people out here that are lost, they're ignorant. They just don't know what's going on. What happens when you get screwed over and you find out that you've been screwed over? You know, you get mad. These people out here that are protesting for Hillary and this, that, and the other, they're ignorant. They don't know what they're doing. Now, these ones that are being bussed in, that's a totally different story. They need to be locked up. As far as Hillary goes, a serious message needs to be sent on him, but on her, but not just her. Her handlers needs to go down, and her handlers' handlers need to go down because they're the real terrorist.
Yeah, Trump can't leave this terrorist network in place.
He's got to get the ball rolling. Yeah.
So for you, is the litmus test tax cuts, controlling the border, or prosecuting Hillary?
Well, all of it. I mean, we've got to get our nation back. Excuse me. I'm a veteran, okay? In my day, You know, I mean, when Nixon started, you know, talking
Steve,
about...
Steve, stay there. You're a powerful caller. Government. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to you. 3 minutes when you're getting your load, your 18-wheeler, but we're going to come right back to you, and I promise, bang through Jesse, Diane, Eddie, and Donna, and then we've got other guests coming in. Owen Schroeder, on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Thank you. We'll be back on Al Shows.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Careful what you wish, you might just get it. America has providence. America is magic. You have to take it in your hand. The destiny. All these fools that thought they would dominate the spirit of this republic are now entering the vortex. But now, we have to deliver. We have to stand up and be strong. We have to be good. We have to work with everybody. We have to be inclusive. We have to prove we're not what these enemies have said we are, the great dividers. They are the dividers. We have to come together. Mm-hmm. And Trump is delivering on many fronts. The economy's already back. He's already killing TPP. He's already announcing the end of carbon taxes. The media says, well, that's a dictator. How did he do that? Obama did it outside of law. So now the president can kill it because it was done by the president. As Ron Paul always said, if he was president, he couldn't just take over and fix everything. He's not a dictator. But so much stuff has been done dictatorially that you can turn it off. All it takes is the bully pulpit. Now, I want to go to Steve and others that are holding. They have both reporters pop in. You guys jump in. Margaret Howell, and of course, we got Joe Biggs here with us. Anytime they want to pop in, they got a bunch of news to cover. I'll host a little bit into the next hour with these guys and David. Not that I'm going to punch out here. We've already covered a ton of the news, but it's a very exciting time to be alive. Democratic Party going extinct, admit Democrats' top rep. 96% national polls, hopeful, show tremendous confidence in President Trump because the world didn't end when he got in. Day one, presidency withdrawal from the TPP. Day one, the presidency withdrawal from the carbon taxes that have roughly doubled our power prices. Some areas tripled, like California. This is a big deal. This is hey, China, you got 20-something apple plants. Can we have one? And so they're just desperate to not let it. The new thing is Ford was saying they were going to move to Mexico. They'd already made the announcement. Trump made threats, said, I'm going to put a tariff on you. That's not fair. The head of Ford, Mr. Ford, said, we're going to stay then. That was the media spun it then 3 days after and said, they weren't 100% going there. Mm-hmm. The point is we're putting the announcement out, stay here, we'll have incentives. Mm-hmm. So just watching the media, always cheering against America, always bad-mouthing bitter clingers, always out to get us. I want to go back to Steve, what he wants to see in others, but just briefly, both of you, why do you think the MSM hates America so bad? I mean, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I think that's clear. Disagree if you do. And what do you make of them only intensifying their lying and their race baiting when that's what got them to this point?
Why do I think they hate us? Well, you know, I don't know if it's just stupidity or if, you know, they believe this elitist garbage that they're basically a talking points memo for a liberal defunct government. That's
so it's coming out of George Soros. He hates us. That's why the media hates us.
Right. They're not aware that they hate us. I don't think they are.
They're just delusional elitists.
That's.
I just know what they're creating out there. I'm telling you, this weekend I went out with a whole bunch of my buddies who were one guy from California, one of the other buddies of mine from Florida.
I had a guy pull a gun on me.
I went out wearing a T-shirt that says Trump, build the wall. It looks like the Vans logo. And I had a guy look at me, deadlock, big old dude, looks at me, rips his shirt off, and is like, I'm going to beat your effing butt. And I'm sitting there like, okay, over a T-shirt? You're this frustrated.
Dude,
look,
I'm not mad at you because I didn't catch it on tape, but you're so shocked when it happens, I get why you don't. When you go in these places, have it rolling. It's gold, dude. Mm-hmm. I had this guy come out, show me the gun, and I'm in my car, and I'm just like, and he walks around the corner with his wife. It's like another guy comes up and goes, F you.
Well, I'm
at the same restaurant. F you, Alex Jones.
I'm on Rainy Street, and this guy is so bad that it takes four of his little girlfriends to come pull him away and like, don't do it, don't do it.
So he was just acting tough for them?
Well, I've got a buddy that I call Big John for a reason. He's about 6'8", and he's about 350 pounds.
One of your combat buddies.
Yeah, he's a big, giant guy. He went to the Citadel. And then I had my buddy Jordan and a couple other guys.
So it wouldn't have gone well.
It wouldn't have gone well for him. But the funny thing is, though, is he was so just mad. I said, dude, it's okay. We can go to Home Depot. Let's go make some mortar. Let's start building the wall, man. Let's make our border stronger. You're a racist. I'm going to kill you.
Is he a white guy?
No.
So mainly white people that come out.
So he gets pulled away by four white girls. And as this happens, all the security guys are making phone calls. I'm like, what are they doing? Like, I know you're not calling the cops on me. So we leave this bar and start walking down the road. And everyone's like, nope, you're not allowed to come in. You're not allowed to come in. You're not allowed to come in. And I go, why? Like,
that's it. I'm putting a Trump shirt on. I'm going down there.
You got to. Rainy Street is gold.
Then what the hell? Get the camera right now.
Hey, there's no one there. You got.
I mean, when it's going on at night. I'll pay for the drinks.
Okay.
You got to get down there.
Okay. I just need some security.
No, this happened to me, dude. So how bad is it?
So there's a bar called Bungalow. I go every weekend and just wear a shirt and go out there and see what happens. I've gone by myself and I've gone with other people. There's a bar called Bungalow, and I filmed
it. Yeah, it's too bad. It's a nice area. I have a girlfriend in one of those houses. It's a bar now.
Yeah.
So you go in the bar where it used to be a bedroom. I'm like, why used to be a bedroom in here? And it's a bar now. It's like they turn the houses into bars.
No, so I'm sitting here at this place called Bungalow, and one of the guys that's there that I just ran into is a fan. He's wearing that red shirt, Trump is my president. And he's like, do you mind if I hang out with you? I was like, I don't care. So we go into this bar called Bungalow, and I'm like, can I get a drink? And the guy who's the manager, he looks at the bartender and he starts whispering. And I go, is there a problem? Is there a reason that I can't get service? Well, I'm not really comfortable with your friend here wearing that T-shirt in our establishment. I was like, you're denying me service because he's wearing a T-shirt that says Trump is my president. So then I start rolling, and I film this guy, and they come over, and their security.
Oh, good. Have you put this up yet?
I just put it up on the thing. I didn't know if I could put that up with the drinking and people screaming.
I don't care. Put it up immediately.
Okay, so we've got this, and the guy kicks us out. So I put up a video immediately.
I think I kicked out in D.C. and they...
Yes, and that place, the guy got fired and all that. So I put up a response afterwards. I was like, look, Bungalow, they will kick you out if you're a Trump supporter. Do not go here. So then they started getting flooded with calls. And when I went back there this weekend to go look at Bungalow, it's Saturday night, jam-packed time. It was the only bar that was dead. It went from a 5-star review down to a 2, and nobody would even go. It was just security sitting outside in the cold, freezing their butt off. And I walked by going,
no, I agree. That's it. I'm putting on Trump's my president. I'm going down there. The shirt, by the way, is about to sell out. It's limited edition. Infowarsstore.com. We need your support. But it's at $9.95. That shipping included. That is at cost.
We went to Hotel Van Zandt, and my buddy was wearing that shirt. And the lady was so, like, we gave her $100.
Dude, I wasn't wearing a Trump shirt. And this guy literally jumps out of a chair, but he goes, watch out, Mad Dog. The guy runs up to my vehicle and starts showing me his gun. I mean, meanwhile, he didn't know we had guys right next to his other car that were already getting ready.
So the lady at Hotel Van Zandt, we give her $100 to pay for our drinks. She's so triggered by this T-shirt that she runs off with our $100 bill and does not come back. She goes on break and leaves. We have to ask management, another bartender.
Liberals are having to not go to work now. They're sleeping for weeks.
We passed you a case of a 69-year-old guy who literally lit himself on fire in a coffee shop. Lit himself.
Oh, yeah, that happened just a few days ago.
Seriously.
This whole
place. Because of the election results.
So, see, the thing is, people say, where's the footage of the guy with the gun? You're in your car. You've just eaten. A guy runs up and pulls a gun out. You don't, I mean, you're just like, ugh. So I'm not bitching to get it on tape. We have to go document it now.
Oh, but it's at Van Zandt. The lady runs off with our change. So let me get this part. Lady runs off with our $100 bill, doesn't come back for like 45 minutes to an hour after we complain and bitch and go, hey, man, we need our change. This is ridiculous. So she comes back and throws the thing on the table and the money just kind of falls out or whatever. And then she walks off again. Then everyone in the bar is like, I just don't know if I can be here right now. And they all leave. And it's just me and three other guys wearing Trump shirts and
was
stuff.
Was John there?
Yeah, Big John.
That guy.
And we're sitting here, and everyone leaves. The whole thing clears. And this guy comes up to me. He's like, I just saw you post something on Twitter saying you were here. I figured there was some triggering going on. He's like, where's everybody at? This place is usually pretty busy. I was like, well, apparently a Trump T-shirt has offended them so bad that everyone...
Well, here's the deal. It's like open carry. You have to do it to prove the Second Amendment's not outlawed. Mm-hmm. Now... I wore hats and stuff out and got a few things, and I'd go out to restaurants and even put like stuff in a koozie and said, Trump's my president. I've got to do it now. I've got to go out because we've got to like show them it's okay that we want to cut your taxes. It's okay we're not out to destroy America.
I love doing it.
You like it. That makes me so nervous. I can't. I'm not
going to. I'll be honest, man. I'm a little concerned.
It's literally like going into a war zone for no reason.
All right, I got to go to calls because Steve's been holding. Again, we got Margaret Howell, and of course, we've got Joe Baser with us. Folks, I'm not exaggerating. These people are crazy, and they're disinviting their families.
That is so crazy.
You had two family members call me go, now watch your mouth at this. You don't want to be teaching too much on air. I get it. Like, watch your mouth, boy. Come here. Mouth shut. You understand?
My family's all from like Clemson, South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, Charlotte. So they're good old boys. They're like, yeah, Trump, man, that's my president right there. Hell yeah. They're always calling me like, man, I saw you on InfoWars. Yeah, Trump.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you were for Hillary, they wouldn't say don't come around.
They probably would because they'd be like, man, this guy fell far from the tree. He is not part of this clan. He's not part of this group whatsoever.
Well, in my experience, I've never seen conservatives act like this.
I mean,
I'm in close.
That's worse than the liberals.
Look, if I owned a bar, if someone came in with the I'm with her T-shirt on,
let them.
I might just sit here and kind of laugh inside my head and go, oh, that's kind of interesting. So, you know, why do you like her? And I would engage in a conversation.
And I would ask him, would you like a diaper?
No, I say, what kind of beer do you want? Because you know what? Regardless of red or blue, guess what I'm looking for? Money. Because I'm a business owner.
Exactly.
That's the whole thing. And the fact that you would deny money, I even looked at the guy. I was like, dude, I would have given you a $100 tip if you would have been cool. And he's just like, get out of here.
Dude, all I know is this guy bowed up, chased me out, and then showed me his gun. And I'm just like, is this really happening?
Well, I thought this guy was going to have a heart attack from his overusage of steroids. And he was just going, yeah. It took four of his little girls to come pull him.
He was just acting tough.
And John's just like, oh. You know, if you come over here, I'm just going to grab you by your skull and throw you down the walkway. And he's just like, you're racist. for a T-shirt, dude, red cloth and some white right here. Like, that's enough to get you thrown in jail.
These people are crazy, man. These people are nuts.
Like, I just don't get it.
The one guy comes by and goes, F you, Alex Jones, and the next guy runs up with a gun.
Oh, I drive up and down the road just playing, like, Trump songs and stuff that I've found that people have made. And I'll sit there with my Make America Great Again hat on. And, I'm pushing buttons, but who cares? That's the whole point, though. I should be able to walk around and not feel scared for my life because
I agree. Instead of getting intimidated, we've got to really double down.
And of course.
But be careful, folks. These people are crazy, and they're entitled. Steve, sorry to make you whole. You were finishing up your point about what you want from Trump.
What I want to see from Trump? Well, I want to see his taxes cut straight up and down. I mean, my God, I'm paying $2,100 a year for just tax for his truck. Taxes is almost as much and sometimes more than what I actually make.
You know, I know. I was talking to my accountant,
it's crazy. You know, but I mean, what are these? And to go back to what you guys were just talking about, and Joe, I love you, man. You're the dude. But be careful out there, man, because this country is a tinderbox. You know, out there just ready to implode, and this is exactly where the handlers of the handlers want us. So, what are these people going to do, though, when the NWO trials start? We had Nuremberg for World War II.
I know it's not about vindictiveness. We've got to cut the cancer out. They've got to be prosecuted. You know? And listen, I agree with you. We shouldn't stir stuff up, but if we don't exercise our free speech, they win. And so that's why I'm going to start, I guess, every week going around with the Trump shirt downtown.
It's just like a muscle. If you don't use it, you get muscle atrophy, and it goes
away. Well, I like how you take it, instead of making it a bummer, make it a big joke.
Oh, it's funny, though. Like, I sit there, and, like, the guy was so mad, and I was laughing. I was even, like, trying to tell the girls around him. I was like, do you understand how ridiculous this is? This guy, in the middle of everybody, just...
Trump is our president.
He ripped his shirt off in the middle of the freezing night. Like, no one wants to see that. And second of all, it took four of your little girls to calm you down and pull you away because you were so triggered by a T-shirt.
When people when they're not choosing between groceries and healthcare anymore, when they're making money, when they see opportunity, this is going to change. It's going to take some time.
You know how many people that are going to come apologize?
When their paycheck gets $500 bigger a week, they'll just bitch.
They're going to all be apologizing.
Well, screw you, Trump, for cutting my taxes. Piece of filth.
Oh, there's gonna be like a long list of people. I've already got names of people like, oh, you didn't like me because of this and that. And then I'm gonna wait in a couple of years and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I actually came around. He's pretty cool, man. I'm like, you think so? Maybe.
All right, great point, Steve. Thank you. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Who's been home the longest? Jesse. Jesse in Texas. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how's it going? I was calling to say that I think that Trump, he is doing the smart move, kind of distancing himself from Hillary. I think that they are going to actually eventually go after her. I think it's just to kind of get people to cool down on that.
Yeah, I think so with Sessions, yeah.
It's a chess move.
We'll see what happens.
Look at him when
it better be a chess move, but go ahead. Go ahead, Jesse.
And that was about how you were talking about the family, yeah. And my wife and I, her side of the family are all Trump supporters, and then my side of the family, I voted for Trump. I'm not an idiot. But my mom, my brother and sister, they're all pretty much brainwashed. And, my mom, my mom's coming to Thanksgiving. My brother said he had to work, but he does live in LA, but he did block my wife on Facebook, after she started. Cause we're not afraid to try and wake people up. And we've been very active on social media the entire
time. Well, guess what, Jesse, you won. And since it failed, didn't it?
But I mean, it's,
you know, the thing is, when they put stuff on Facebook disagreeing with me, I let them be there.
Right.
We don't block people; we want them on our side. They're just all into how they're in control. Sorry, Jesse, go ahead.
Yeah, but it's just the entire election is like I'd go in and see them posting stuff, and then go into the main, comment boards where there's like hundreds of thousands of comments and all these people arguing. And every time I'd go in and I could see these people. They seem like they're trolls or something. I just shut them down with facts. And it's so easy to shut people down when you have the facts behind you. And it's just amazing how many people still, when you present them with solid facts, they just still don't believe it. They change subject.
It's cognitive dissonance. They're delusional. Here's the good news. Human intelligence, human action beat AI, beat Zuckerberg, and beat the Soros trolls. They spent $50 million, they admit, just the Democrats Soros on bots and fake trolls, and we kicked their butt blue. So the good news is Humet.
Red.
Red.
Exactly. Humet. Good point. Bloody. Humet defeated AI. In the first robot war, we win! Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just amazing. But yeah, my sister, yeah, she didn't call it all about coming to Thanksgiving. I don't think she's coming. She's, but I mean, my mom and sister both live in Austin. That's where I'm from. I live in Fredericksburg. Just when I came back from school, I just couldn't, the city had changed so much, and it was just.
I hear you. Austin is a great place, but man, the damn commies are so hard to deal with. Thank you for the call. Great point.
Yeah. The only city surrounded by Texas.
Mm. Well, I mean, here's the deal.
It's like Portland in the middle of Texas.
Well, the thing is, they're so intolerant, and they're so weird, and then they want our guns. But why'd you come here then?
No, it's funny that you bring that up. So if you pull up Facebook and you look on the right, the trending thing, it shows that one of the top things that's trending says Hillary Clinton, and it goes, oh, my God, Hillary Clinton is now retaking the popular vote. And is this enough to spark a revolution? And it's like all these little articles I just saw, like when I was sitting back there, were like, should we start a revolution over this? How are you going to start a revolution?
Well, they're trying to. December 19th, there's a vote before the electorate, the 4.5 million, to reevaluate their decision. They're trying to.
Oh, they're going after the electors. They're going after what's happening in the states. They're trying with the Constitutional Convention that the electors are getting threats. The thing is, she stole five states. She had 3 million dead people and others vote. Trump won. We've got to get stories out, like I've been doing, exposing the fact that Trump really won the popular vote. This is a fraud. I'm telling you. Get your Trump is my president shirt at InfoWars.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores all love to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
What's happening is an empowerment of the American Liberty Movement to give more freedoms to every American. We've got big news breaking from the Army Times. We'll get to that in just a moment. But what's really unfolding here is a total discrediting of the con artists running globalism. Their big stuff suit con game is coming to an end. A few more calls we're about to take, and we'll host some in the next hour with David Knight here with Margaret Howell. And, of course, we have Joe Biggs here with us and some other news articles we're going to hit on. But seriously, the fourth hour. Paul is fourth hour. I was told David Knight was fourth hour. Now I'm going to give him more information. But here we have Trump is my president shirt, a collector's item. It says legalized freedom on the back, Infowars.com. So get yours today. And we have big specials right now at Infowarsstore.com on different nutraceuticals, up to 50% off on things like colloidal silver, 30% off on Survival Shield X2. Your purchase of the products makes it all possible. So I salute you all and thank you repeatedly. Okay, getting into this new news.
All right, so Military Times just came out with an article acknowledging domestic terror threat. Pentagon says troops, recruiters can carry concealed guns. U.S. military personnel can now request to carry concealed handguns for protection at government facilities, according to new Defense Department directive issued last week in response to a series of deadly shootings over the last 7 years.
So was Obama blocking that the whole time?
More than likely.
That was admitted. And now what do you make of him ordering the drones to stand down on the southern border?
I mean, that's a really helpful tool. I mean, Josh Owens and I had a chance to go out and stay the week in Arizona with a guy named Glenn Spencer. And he
has his own private drones.
Yeah, he's got these drones that shoot up out of the ground that go off these seismic readers that can tell your foot traffic. And they go up and then they send live feed back to him. And then he can call the Border Patrol and, hey, you got 5-6 guys here that are walking up. They're armed. They're not armed. They're carrying drugs. They're smuggling human beings, whatever it may be. And it's a really effective way. I mean, I think it's a great idea to have.
You're talking about the S-2 route that they were ordered to stand down on October 1st. No Border Patrol agents on this one route that is known for smuggling. It's that makes no – like, okay, really? And then we brought you an article, Alex, about how – the president is most likely going to free these asylum seekers that are being held in facilities before he leaves office, because you know he's got a lot going on with that, and he's got to make sure that at least he can put one dent in Trump's immigration policy.
I agree. Isn't the best part of all this, having on the fake news yet? I'll introduce with Paul after calls and then let him take over. Isn't the best part Trump calling in the mainstream media and chewing him out and saying, I hate you, you're lying?
Oh, I love it, because they all thought they were being invited. They're like, oh, yes, Trump's going to bring me up.
We're the mainstream media. We're in charge.
Well, Blitzer's like, oh, I'm going to bring my champagne just like it was.
It's like a corporate globalist hack. Yeah. They're not media.
And Trump's like, you're fired. You're a liar. You're garbage. And then they go, oh, my God, it was like a firing squad. They were just shooting us down the entire
We lied about him and told these lies, and we lost. And now he isn't rolling over to us and letting us run our lives. He calls Alex Jones up and thanks him.
Man, oh, my God. Could you imagine just being that fly on the wall? I just want to sit there and listen to him chew these people out. And like you and Owen were saying earlier, could you imagine? Like, that's something that all of us, every American who's been lied to our entire lives by these...
We've all screamed at the television set. Let's jam in one call before break. Eddie in Arizona. Eddie, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'll be super quick. I'll be very quick, buddy. I got two quick points, and I'd like to talk to all the listeners about supporting at the end. Number one, I really want to see Millie Weaver be the D.C. correspondent. The InfoWars flag needs to be there. You're almost ready to go 24 hours, bud. I think a lot of these people you've got right there now can do half-hour spots. We're ready to be the never be able to be called fake or anything. They need to be there, and the questions need to be asked that we all want answered. Number two, Donald Trump, second-guessing Donald Trump, I did it this morning, too, is really idiotic. I agree with you guys. It's just a head fake. He knows there's going to be another big drop. He's being the good guy saying, I'm not going to prosecute, but in light of all this new evidence from the data drop, we have to prosecute her because the pedophile rings, all this stuff. It's good, but he's looking like the good guy now, and his IQ must be like 170. So he's like ahead of the game, but it's almost time for InfoWars to go 20.
Hold on, don't hang up, Eddie. Stay there. We'll be right back. Proof will be in the future, but we'll see. Fourth hour straight at InfoWars.com/show. The global station doesn't carry it. InfoWars.com/show. And spread that link. The enemy hates it.